This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Me. Random Order Show, episode 136, man. Yeah. It's your boy Jermaine Richards in the building. Amen.
Yeah.
We got B-Baby Trey in the building. Talk to him.
Man, I hope, I mean, I can't curse. Talk to him. What's up, man? How you guys doing?
Why can't you curse?
We got my man Shannon Sebastian in the building locked in.
Yeah.
Amen. I also got our boy Waleed. That's the man. It's been a good episode. We got my man Waleed in the building, man. Amen, man. It's been a very wholesome episode. We covered many cutting-edge topics. Waleed is unemployed. Waleed wastes 20K on failed layups. Waleed crashes our Jeep. Waleed erases the worst series we've ever done. Thanks again.
Thank you.
I like that. It's negative, 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 positive.
And then, of course, man, being hunted down by our wild pack of cougars, man, which is negative or positive. Mm-hmm. And I need y'all to lock in real quick, man. Drop a 5-star stunner rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Slam that fucking thumbs up button. For the Muhammad Army. Yeah. Slam. Muhammad Army, there's one thing we do.
Yeah.
And if we slam that thumbs up button, man.
Tell them with the glasses on one more time.
Yeah, just activate the whole entire Muhammad Army.
Right now.
Holy just drill sergeant mode.
Listen, Muhammad Army, if you guys are listening,
the target is that thumbs up.
Right? Yeah. You need to slam. This is not a ask, or this is a fucking order, alright? You need to slam that thumbs up button. And extra credit, leave a comment, man.
Muhammad Army, man.
Salute.
Tom said something to my PayPal.
Send it to my PayPal.
Mr. Waleed Muhammad in the building.
Yes, sir. I'm here. I finally made it.
How are you recovering after the vine? The ending of Vine, yeah, man. Let's get into the meat and potatoes,
how's
man.
Life?
How you feeling, man?
Are you okay?
What do you do for work?
We've caught up before this.
How you making money?
Who are you?
I'm good, man. I'm chilling, man. I just got laid off. Are you not going to hit anything? You're not going to hit?
You're a clown.
That's what your ex-boss is saying right now.
That's what my HR was saying.
Yeah, you're unemployed here, it says.
It does say that.
It says a couple things.
Yeah, your schedule went from fully booked to wide open.
I said, yo, guys, I'm in your city. Now I got laid off, man. Now I'm chilling.
Nice.
That's what's up. How'd you make
How I make money?
What do you do?
I need to pay rent.
You know, fucking, I got investments.
Yeah.
You know, this is free, right? We're not.
Yeah.
I'm not getting paid for this?
No, we're not.
You ever bummed out that you don't have a name that starts with a letter that can be, like, you know, used as a nickname? You can call me Jay. You could call Trevon T.
Call me Double S.
Double S.
W.
Listen, man, all I need is W's, man.
No, oh, you're right.
No. L in my name, bro. No L's in my fucking name.
You got an L in,
I think it's a third letter.
Yeah. Shit, well, guess what? It ends in D, man. Yeah.
What does that mean? Right. Let the people know, man. What do you say when people say, what do you do, man? What are you about?
Mm-hmm. I just say...
To that camera.
I'm just a goofy guy, man. I'm just a clown, man. I'm Waleed, man. There's nothing to it, man. Everyone needs a Waleed in their lives, you know?
Right.
Everybody. It doesn't have to be me specifically.
Yeah.
But you just need a goofy guy in your life.
That's
what's
up.
And I'm that guy for you guys.
And that's why you got fired.
And that's why I got fired. Yeah, I walked in there and they're like, so what do you do exactly? And I said the same exact thing I just said earlier. And they're like, we're not gonna pay you for that. Right.
Well, I think in my lifetime I've seen you like work seriously.
Yeah.
Four times.
Yeah. One time.
Four times. One time on your laptop, one time on my laptop.
Oh yeah.
One time you're getting a plane ticket that you fucked up on. This guy going on a vacation to Bali. This guy catches he bought the wrong flight.
You sent me here's our Bali flight. We're going to Bali. Pull up, whatever, right? I only looked at the first half of the itinerary and it was the flight to China. And then so when I booked it, I thought it was all good.
Mm-hmm.
Until we got to the airport and the lady was like, oh, do you have a Chinese visa? And how long are you staying there? I was like, what do you mean how long I'm staying there? I'm going 10 hours, 12 hours? I don't know. Then I go over there and she's like, yeah, you don't have a ticket to Bali. So I freaked the fuck out. I opened my bag at the airport, pulled out my laptop, walked to the side. Yo, can you connect to your Wi-Fi, please?
Yeah. Hotspot. Bro, I've never seen him so serious, man. He like fear in this guy's eyes. He's always keeping it chilling shit through like, you know, the ups and downs of life. But this time this guy looked up at him, he's like, yo, can you help me?
Yeah.
Turn the light. He's like, yo, just you buy it.
Yeah, for some reason.
Bro, when you're at the airport and you don't have a flight, bro, I'm here.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, like honestly, everything turned black and white right in that moment. I'm going to put this out there publicly. Waleed has a different voice, man.
This is fully you, man.
I heard his real voice. It's deep.
It's
more urban. The urban one. The urban one. Yeah.
For sure.
There he is. That's Waleed, I know.
And then I booked that flight. And I didn't check it. I just bought the first flight that was available. It was fucking first class, man.
Damn.
So listen, nice. my L turned into a fucking W.
Amen. What does your mom think of you? What does your mom tell her friends that you do?
She doesn't know.
Not sure he's going to school, I think.
I told her I'm not going to school. I finally told her.
You finally told her. Yeah, after years of...
I kept extending. I'm like, yeah, I'm taking a class at night. Right. Summertime. Yeah.
So the first time we're meeting his mom, he's like, everything's all good, great. We slide down into Prius. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Get to the driveway. Turns around. Yo, guys, so... So I'm in school. I've been in school for 4 years. I'm majoring in engineering. If my mom says anything about textbooks, nigga, just go with it.
How's my school boy?
Great, he's doing great.
Because I couldn't tell her, hey, I'm fucking making videos on an app.
You dropped out first?
I dropped out, yeah. I got accepted.
Nice.
Don't fucking get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
I hate when you're signing up for like school education. Hey, nigga, I got accepted. I was like, where's my option for? I didn't finish. But I got in.
Basically, I went to orientation. I looked around. I'm like, school ain't for me, man. But yeah, I lied. But I had to tell her. I was like, hey, listen, I'm just going to do this full time. It's going to be a goofball full time.
This is after how many years?
This is like after fucking 4 or 5 years.
So she's never seen like a...
She's seen like a Vine.
No, I mean like no hard proof of school. Like she's how do you just keep the facade up?
Oh, school's fucking stressing me out, man. You gotta be stressed about it, you know?
It's mom, what's up?
You know, mom, I'll just... I'll
take this to the room.
Where's your books?
Oh, the car.
I forgot I'm at campus.
So what'd you explain to her that you're actually doing?
I told her I was going to just freelance in a bunch of places, hang out with people, double down on me, man. Double down.
Was this recently?
This is like a year ago,
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
But she, when I had the job, she knew I was doing that.
Right.
And she always kind of called it like, oh, yeah, it's a cute little hobby.
Cute
house. Yeah, fuck.
Would you tell your mother's a sweet woman, by the way?
Thank you.
And that day, hey,
look at my
face. Listen, man. The first date.
Hey. Slow down.
The first day I met her, I had to lie to her and it hurt me. And you put me there, man.
Man, I'm sorry, man.
Don't make me lie to your people, man. Don't
you put me there, man.
Make me the mouthpiece of
your... I'm just saying, if she asks, just play along. Think about it like acting, right?
You guys are in school too. Like,
Civil engineering,
You guys finished, right?
What'd you tell her?
When I got laid off, I was like, yeah, I'm just going to chill, like, you know, do some fun stuff on the side. She was like, yeah, that's good. Just make sure, you know, you find something in the end of it. She doesn't get it.
Maybe school.
Or like
maybe now school.
Another job. Oh, my God. Have you heard of the school thing?
ICDC College.
Bro, Romeo.
Actually, I just signed you up.
By now, she'll know, like, you'll figure it out. Like, you'll be okay.
Hopefully. Mm.
Yeah. Back then, I can now see, like, my dad looking back at me now and me saying that at my young age, like, this is what I want to go do.
Shirt's like crooked and shit. Like, your dad saw something. I'm going to make it big. Yeah. I got this.
No disrespect to this man, but it was just funny because, like, mine and Jermaine's first thing that we told my dad that was actually, this is physical proof. We're like, dog, our friend Daystorm Power has a house.
What's up, world? It's Tuesday.
Another day, another challenge.
My dad doesn't know anybody.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is the store?
He's like, he knows about the store.
We cracked it to him. So like we took this little trip after getting signed to a YouTube network, and then we saw like we got, there was a storm, so our flight got canceled, and then we had to leave the hotel. Yeah, it was actually the storm. So the storm canceled our flight. So we went to the storm's house, and we were posted up, and he's like giving us the YouTube game. He's like, man, yeah, man, like first you're going to make $100, and then $10,000. And like, we're seeing his cars, and she got the BMW.
Yeah, he did live the fucking life.
He's like, Microsoft coming to my house for a $100,000 deal. He's like, y'all could do it too. I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Like this
fucking crazy. In his 7th series, man, and he's driving us home. Yeah, the man was making so much money, he left like 4 total strangers in his crib and said, I'm going to a BT after party. My mom turned up the AC, so we were too cold to do anything.
Bro, like, we met him with a cane. We met this guy when they were hearing like talks. I saw him on the paper and shit. I'm like, who's the storm? See him on the paper and shit. Then he comes, everyone's clapping and shit at the YouTube like hangout session. He's like, comes out with the cane and shit, like the Godfather YouTube.
Oh, did he actually have like a limp or anything?
Yeah, it's because he fucked. He's doing a video jumping with cars and shit.
Yeah, man, you could do it too.
I don't want to do that. The storm, man.
I believe you. Yo, he really gave us some game, man. He said, look at your metadata, man. No one's cooking on this shit.
That's actually how we talk. Yo, I have respect. I have a lot of respect for him. He's been doing it. He's been doing so much. He's been doing it for such a long time. He's still doing it, right?
Isn't he Zeus? Getting down with Zeus and shit?
He is Zeus.
Oh, he's Zeus, right?
He's
Zeus?
He made Zeus.
He's
I
want to
say that like, he had like, started.
I
want to
say right,
if
like
he didn't sell it already.
Bro, he is up.
Okay, I remember when they first started selling Zeus like to like push it. And yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. No disrespect to him because my dad just didn't know who he was. But he put us on some early game that like really put that.
So you came belief. Home.
Came home like that. There's this black guy. He's in LA. Doing YouTube. He's about your age.
He's about your age.
He's killing it though. He's ripping it.
Your dad's like, pit, fuck.
It was everything that we needed to hear at the time because that was the year we told our dad, like, yo, give us a year, give us a year.
Yeah.
So now we went to LA and we seen it. We're like, yo, we seen it. Give us another year. Like, let us accomplish.
Oh, you
like,
asked for an extension.
Yeah,
you always need an extension. Yeah, you always need an extension.
I knew when I asked for the year, I needed it too.
Yeah. You know, you...
You got to resign your deal.
I got a year to figure out that conversation.
Yeah. That's exactly right. You always want to come back and say, listen, I need a special call. So this was not long enough.
Amen.
That's fire.
It's cool. My mom's also very supportive. She comments on my videos.
Nice.
My
nice.
Pictures.
Nice.
I do the podcast. She comments on the podcast clips. Yeah. She doesn't really like engage in what the clip was about.
Yeah.
She's like a bot.
So good.
Fire emojis.
Amazing.
You guys look so handsome.
I hate this. Is very besides the point. All your hard work. Make sure I'm funny. Make sure I'm this. Make sure the video was crispy.
DM struggling to buy me this mom.
Bro, I hate those comments, man. DM me, pay you 500 right now, first five, though.
I'll be leaving them comments in. I'm like, all right, get them engaged with them. You got 10 spam comments.
I'll do a bot comment on my
I'm blessing the first five people with five rats. First.
Has anyone gone through with what that, like...
I DM'd him.
Hey, man, I did it.
Hey, I'm blessed. Please bless me.
So you being unemployed from this place that you recently were
that's
employed
right.
at.
That's right. That's right. I got recently laid off.
Yes. This company, we recently engaged with them.
That's right.
On a business level.
Oh, yes.
Social trade-off, if you will.
Right. Uh-oh.
That's probably why I got laid off.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we did a little video and da-da-da-da, and then now you're kind of the way
the
we were going to get paid.
Mm-hmm. Like, now that you're gone.
Oh,
yeah.
So what happens now?
Listen, if I hit this, if I hit the scratcher that I bought earlier, I'll split it with you guys. With
split 50-50?
Three ways.
Yo, shake on that. Oh, shit, this is good.
Oh, fuck. Well, I got laid off.
It'd probably be less than just pay me. What
right,
you...
And I, you know, it's a Canadian lotto ticket, so I probably need one of you guys to claim it.
Yeah, you know me, man. 20%, I get that clear for you.
Hey, you splitting it. Either way, you splitting it.
Yeah.
Okay, fuck it, man.
Hey, man.
Y'all see this, man?
Man, watch out. My 20% had nothing to do with that.
Y'all shake on this, man.
cut me in first and then him, man.
This stands in court.
And then Sheldon gets 10.
So he did say they're locked in.
Unless you redo all of our sound bites. Starting with lockdown.
Oh, fuck.
Waleed, I want you to have all the money that you win. I don't want to think.
You know, sometimes the Rizzlers get rizzed.
The Rizzlers?
You're a Rizzler.
I'm a Rizzler.
You're a Rizzler, man. This guy's crazy, man.
Really? On the Rizz?
So you land. You know, you have to go get your hair braided. We had to kill some time. So we go to the Ace Hotel. Okay. Go upstairs to the lobby. I'm like, yeah, lobby bar upstairs is nice. You can vibe, sit on the couch, fireplace is nice.
Okay.
Jermaine's hair took from maybe
5-6 hours.
Yeah, like 8 to 12.
Damn.
I need to see that braid up, brother. I'm not going
to see.
We will.
Next episode. Yeah. I said, I blocked on time perfectly. Told him, text me 20 minutes before you go out so we can get the bill and be out.
Okay.
Whole night we're risen. Risen the room. It's two ladies. They just gave us a menu.
Sweet.
It was packed, jam-packed. They gave us a menu. By the time we're leaving, we're like, yo, we should do a good deed for them. Just make their night. Because we thought we were leaving.
Okay.
So Waleed buys
And they were hounding our seats. They're standing around us. Oh, you guys are sitting here? Oh, my God. You guys took our spot.
Like,
I hate that.
Yeah.
To it. But they're being playful about it, so they're cool. They're just fucking around with us. Funny girls.
Okay.
So Waleed buys three other drinks that they already ordered, right? And we're supposed to leave and say, we told the girl, tell them, oh, the guys at the little table bought your drinks because we got sat down at the smallest table because
it was a stool, bro.
Bro, this is just the funniest thing. You'll walk around, see everyone high up, and us just literally on the ground type shit. But we look cozy, it look good.
Yeah, we lay about like this.
Just like that. Extend your back.
Pointing at random people.
Yeah. So then Jermaine texts me saying, like, I need another 30 minutes.
Okay.
So now our plan's gone to shit.
Yeah.
Because now these girls are about to find out that we got them a drink. We're still here.
Oh, so they're going to come over and...
It's supposed to be a nice gesture. Leave it in the universe's hands and cut.
Yeah. It's kind of leave them, like, looking around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that play.
So now they come over and they're like, oh, my God. They didn't have to do that.
They want
to. Oh, by the way, his words, there weren't ladies. There were cougars. Yeah.
It smelled blood. Doing some cougs, man. They came over.
They both had husbands.
Both of them.
Uh-oh. That's how cougars get down.
I guess so, man. And they took their pick, man. And I just felt like something changed in the air. I was just like,
damn.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you felt it?
I felt it, too. I got scared, bro.
Yeah,
what do you mean? It got, like, intense? Like,
yeah, bro. They're...
Claws out.
Table got smaller.
Yeah.
They just came over. They got us like shots, and I was just like, "What is going on?" Like, we just wanted. We were ready to leave. Then at one point, I'm like, "Okay, I got to break this off." So you know how we be doing our like our breakaways, we're trying to disperse the party.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. My girl says, "Me too." She, like, looks around. I was like,
"Oh." She thought that was a sign. She thought you were dropping signs all night.
She thought that
this
was
is it.
Here's the sign. He texts me, we got to go. And I was like, I agreed. I said yes.
You're in the stars?
No, I said agreed.
Got to get out of here.
He said, we got to go. I said, agreed.
So I sent that text, and then I say I'm going to use the bathroom. And she follows me in there, and it's like a common bathroom. So like, it's like a co-ed? It's a, what's that?
Like, it's all.
Oh yeah,
all inclusive.
They're stalls.
It's like the Chamber of Secrets, where it's just everyone washes their hands in the sink, but everyone has their own little toilet.
Okay.
So I'm in there, I'm doing my thing. I come out, and she's just like kind of like fake washing her hands. I'm like, oh, fucking brother.
Oh, God.
Oh, brother. So
turn around,
like,
Drake.
She's like, so what's all this shit? Who bought the dress?
She washed her hand, and I washed my hands, whatever, and she's just kind of, like, waiting there, but there's no door to leave out of. She's just, like, kind of standing there awkwardly and, like, smiling and fucking
looking
at me.
She
like,
waiting.
Yeah, what the fuck is happening? So I'm just like, fucking walk off, like, just kind of mad. Like, I don't know. I'm like, all right, now I'm, like, leaving the fucking bathroom.
Yeah.
And I come out there, and now I'm hearing some behind-the-scenes conversations. What was her friend saying to you now?
Something about her husband, we got evicted from the building when they were fucking making the bar.
She goes,
I'm sorry, when they left or whatever, right? She goes, her and Trey look kind of cute together, huh? It was
my god.
I was like, yeah.
How old are these cougars?
Old, bro.
Damn,
old.
You're talking 50 ball. Sit the ball.
Bro, we're being respectful young men saying, like, here's some drinks.
Here's some drinks and drinks.
Yeah, make sure the cheeky dress. Yeah. Like, it was supposed to be something so light, but you fucked us, man. The extra 30.
You fucked us. The extra 30.
Me? Man, y'all could have got up out there, man.
We had nowhere to go. Because we had to plan where we was about to go.
Yeah.
Mm. And then the 30 minutes, I would have been just driving around the island. Yeah.
And then we stopped, like, talking to them. We just kept nodding our heads like this.
Music is loud. I'm like,
checking the phone a thousand times and shit.
Yeah. He goes, yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, man. That's the one. That's the one.
Drop, that's crazy.
Crazy is looking over there. That's
crazy. Oh, they don't commit. They don't understand that's crazy.
Yeah. No. Like, what's crazy?
What's crazy?
The sun is out, the weather is nice, so you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So, let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Then I pull up, man. Uh-oh. By the way, the coldest has ever been in the city.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, I never shivered so much. You ever had your chest just lock up? Mm-hmm. Bro, yeah. I was just like, yeah, like shivering. Like,
hey, welcome back.
Shaking on your shoulder. I'm like, yo, this is crazy.
It's a parade. It's not my city.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, it's a quick walk. I'm like, all right, flash forward. Right on my side, nigga.
It was quick. Bro. It was right there. It was really right there.
That's why you got the halls right there now, brother.
Yeah.
I jump upstairs, man, and then they warned me. I got a cougar warning.
It's my text. It's just the emoji of a cougar.
Okay. So I'm on I go upstairs to the bar now, and I'm just like trying to dodge the cougs or whatever. And then, boom, I see some people I know. Hey, what up, what up? And then I feel a tug on my coat. Cougar City right behind me, man.
Really?
Three cougs.
Got him.
Different. I thought these were the cougs. I'm like, y'all must be the cooglers.
Yeah.
It's a different cougar.
Y'all must be the cooglers.
The cooglers.
They was bro, literally like these they had to be like pushing 70 balls.
Yeah. They're probably hunting.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was like two, there's all sisters.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, hey, how are you? How old are you?
You got
the braid off and
Those were psychics too.
Psychics?
Yeah, psychic cougars are all the candy red.
Damn. I had a crazy dream actually.
Yeah. We'll tell you about that after. Go on.
So then I was just receiving prowling eyes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're just looking at me, but it's like different. Like, it was a certain level of intensity. Oh, I wasn't so sure
it's
I was
scary,
comfortable.
Bro. Mm-hmm.
Like, just to look at that one. You got braided up. Like, yeah, just down the street. Oh.
Nigga, what does that mean? Dog. Thing
what
is,
the
man.
Fuck?
when Jermaine gets into a room, it's like, okay, he's the tallest person. Yeah, you can see him quick. So I'm like, all right, if he just, he's already walking the opposite way from us. Because that's how I got away from our Kooks.
Yeah.
Our
Kooklers. He left. He left. And then some other guys just came over and started talking to me.
Oh, fuck, man. Yeah. He left. And I was like, yo, shit, let me go grab him. But then the Kooklers already got to him. And then he was in a corner where I didn't see any of these people yet. So now I'm saying hi to everyone.
Right.
I had like a 10-minute, 20-minute conversation. I'm like, yo, we got to go back to Wally, like back over there.
Yeah.
And then that was the end of the Kooks. For that night.
Yeah, they cooked off.
They cooked off.
It was bedtime for them.
They know when they don't smell blood anymore. They know.
Yeah.
Says here you use taxpayer money to fund a personal Bitcoin mining rig.
Huh?
What the hell?
Who said this? My producer?
This is in the research, man. You told me?
Yeah, I bought a little computer, man. I was mining a little Bitcoin here and
there. What's up?
I'm up.
All day.
A whole 7 bones. Yeah, went down.
7 bones? Electricity bill? Well,
here's
gotcha.
The thing, man. Place I was staying at didn't charge me for the electricity, man.
There's no suspicious spikes
well,
in
everything
usage.
Else stopped working. My oven, my TV, my microwave. No, I had two computers mining Bitcoin, and it was, what, like 5-10 bucks a day? Not bad.
Mm.
Where is it? You're making 5-10 bucks a day?
Yeah, it was like a cup of coffee.
And there's no loss. There's no cost.
There's
after
no cost.
You.
Yeah, because I just was free electricity, man.
You seem nervous. Are we
just looking behind him? Yeah, no, we good, man. Like, I'm solid. Like this. Why did you move so abruptly?
I don't know. Just
you left your place, like all of a sudden.
Where's the door?
He's like, yo, I'm gonna stay here forever, gang. And then next thing, hey guys, I'm moving. Do you guys need this?
Listen, man, they caught on, man. They caught on.
He's what it is.
I stopped. We locked in.
We locked in.
We back to episode 136, man.
Yeah.
We back in here, man. Yo, man, we got something special for y'all this week, man.
Yeah,
amen.
Man.
We just came back from a little situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went nice, clean, flatbread, thin.
You make your own.
Thin crust pizza.
You make your own.
Custom pizza.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Nice.
Sure. We had two people who wanted to venture off from the group. Hit that good old Canadian-Mexican burrito and chicken wing spot.
What's it called? A fresh burrito?
I took a photo, actually.
Yeah.
I'll read it out. I don't want to dox. Actually, fuck them, man.
Downstairs to the left.
Adobo fresh burrito. Now, from the outside, it looks kind of decent.
Yeah.
It does.
I go in there, it's dark.
Black and white.
Gloomy.
No color.
There's one guy in there, and he's not happy. He's not happy.
No music.
Yeah, no music. That's the fucked up part. No music. I said, well, how bad can a bowl be, right?
No hairnet, by the way.
No hairnet.
Just a little hat. Yeah. Hair on the sides and shit.
Got the bowl. And then I saw the wings. I was like, wings for sharing.
You
know,
you gotta get the wings at
for
the
sharing. At least
Mexican
everyone can
spot.
Have one, you know?
Right, nice.
The Mexican spot. You gotta go to Fresh Adobo for the wings.
Everybody looked at those wings.
You gotta go. I literally thought they were chicken tenders.
I thought it was poutine.
You're a clown.
You have the video of the wings when I opened them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Make sure you put
that
fucking photo there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I threw that shit away.
Yeah.
I didn't have a bite.
After I had a bite.
Had a bite, but
nice.
Threw that
it.
Shit away, got a salad instead, man. Yeah. I made a big mistake. I took that L.
Amen, man.
I took
that L. Okay. Yeah. You turn that L to a dub, man.
Yeah, just like you always do.
My stomach does feel weird.
Yeah, you will have to be taking a big fat.
Yeah, I was farting earlier before.
Yeah.
Oh, we're good.
I brought an extra pair of boxers. I don't know.
Okay, thank God.
I don't know why. Today's a random day, but.
Someone was telling you to do that.
Yeah. You know, you're not new to trying out new things, you know?
Yeah.
You always venture off. To-
yeah, I like to travel, you know? I like to, you know, do have new experiences
course,
in life. Yeah. Life's short.
Yeah.
What are you trying to get at, you bastard?
He's on his toes, man.
Oh, my God. I remember when we were in Bali. You went to this random street food vendor. I'm like, all right, I'm not doing that one, brother. Like, I was all for it, but he went Bear Grylls, nigga, on all of us. And I was just like, how are you feeling after that? You know what I'm talking about.
No, I'm down to talk about that. You know why I want to talk about that? Was because the situation after, you guys put that shit on blast.
What?
What's wrong?
Mahalo, how does it feel to Mahalo, man?
What do you mean?
Mahalo, Ron needs to take a Mahalo shit.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Well, you let everybody know on vlog. You said it straight to camera.
No, he didn't know the camera was on that time. There's only one thing on his mind.
If you look back at that vlog, I was not looking at the camera. I'm looking in your eyes, bro. All serious. I'm saying, bro, I missed. In your eyes, I'm looking.
Zoom into that right here. You can see right here. He's looking right over the camera.
Looking right up his eyes.
Brother, bro. I need help.
there's been a couple times where I knew Waleed was serious, like you mentioned, and that was one of the times, man. In those aisles, this guy's walking around holding his ass. I'm like,
it's worse in a different country because I'm like, where is the bathroom? Where is it? Over there.
Yes. Go right there.
I'm running back and forth trying to look at the bathroom. Oh, downstairs. Run downstairs. No bathroom. Finally, I find it. Run straight into that hole. I did what I did, right?
What'd you do?
I fucking blew a fucking load and I missed the hole all over the walls, whatever.
The walls?
Yeah, there's walls. What?
Why is on the wall?
Because I'm bad at my aim, bro. That was my first time.
You don't understand. His stomach is upset. This is not.
If I had time, I would have. If I had time, I would have been able to aim. I would have been able to, you know, align, calibrate my ass.
Right.
Okay, so let me ask
with
you.
With a leveler?
I gotta know one thing, my nigga. Was there shit on your ankles?
No.
Okay. I was like this.
Okay, thank God. Thank God.
It's a serious one.
But there was a hose, so even if I did, it don't matter.
You know, if it hit you, that would have been different.
The worst part is, after I fucking miss that hole, I get out of the stall like, oh, poof, whatever, right? Some guy comes out next to me. Perfectly fine toilet, fucking brand new. But dang.
No, that was an option.
Because after I was done, I was like, okay, I gotta be with their customs. This is how they do things here. Fucking brand new toilet. But yeah, I ate street food. That's what happened. Same fucking situation.
We ran right
there. You always know better, man.
You just know this shit is not approved by anybody.
Nah.
Well, yeah, I'm like in a different country. You guys are eating Domino's. McDonald's, Wendy's.
You got to see how they get down.
You got to see how they get down.
You know, this is a common denominator, which is, like, you know what I mean, the pizza or Wendy's or whatever.
The
we want to see how they do it.
I want to get the culture.
That is culture.
That's culture because he's making it. The man. He's strong there. You know what I'm saying? And we did these specialties. We did fish. We did ribs. Okay.
True.
Now it's time to see what the Bali Golden Arch about. You know what I'm saying? How you arching over here?
Right. Because it's different everywhere.
Hell yeah. Bro, they had chicken and rice for breakfast.
At McDonald's?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Like fried chicken with like a upside
Apparently
down bowl of rice.
Good,
really?
And I'm eating my fucking street food out of a leaf for some reason.
Still trying to convince us to get it?
Yeah.
Oh, no. We made our decision.
Guys, you guys gotta try the leaf, man.
Where'd you get that?
I don't know
shit?
What they did, but it's
I don't know what they did.
Have you ever got food poisoning?
Yeah. Twice.
Mm-mm.
Twice. From
one. This is on me, man.
How do you give yourself food poisoning? Oh, like you cooked.
I came home and I was tired, right? And there's a shoot the next day for like this big fuck. It was like a project we did with Converse. And it was like our biggest shoot ever. The budget was like $400,000, $500,000. And I'm the one manning the shoot. I'm like, holy fuck. I've never had this much money to play with.
That made me shit my pants. Yeah.
Literally.
And so I was like, yo, I'm just going to make something quick. I'm just going to grab some turkey in the fridge, some ground turkey, make some cauliflower rice, and just make a little bowl, whatever, right?
Mm.
No. I didn't fucking check when I bought the turkey.
Oh, it was bad.
You smashed an old turkey?
A fucking whole like pound of ground turkey. I mixed it in the fucking cauliflower rice, put veggies or whatever, right? Immediately.
Really?
The whole night. And then I went to the shoot, my face pale, couldn't eat anything, right? Did not be a part of the shoot at all. I just kept running to the bathroom. And we shot at a school, a college. So school bathrooms. So it was fucking stalls.
Yeah.
It wasn't a good school.
How's it going, Dunner?
And then I finally came to the shoot. I'm watching, but I'm laying down like this. Just watching the shoot, making sure everything goes well. Sweating in the blanket. Everyone was like, why are you here?
One more time.
No, there was one. I had to do one scene. And I did it. And then I fucking dipped.
Mm.
It was bad, bro.
Okay. Is this... The scene, he did the basketball scene
Which one?
The basketball scene.
And what?
Oh, no, 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 no.
What's the basketball scene?
Bring it up. Bring it up.
That was separate. That was long ago.
Oh, okay. Did we show him?
I feel like we might have told this story.
I think we might have told you.
Me?
I think I told you after we shot our podcast.
Yeah, the basketball scene where he was like, he had to shoot the ball or something like that.
Oh, yes.
Basically, I got cast. Did you ever watch it?
I don't know. No.
Basically, I got casted as a extra for an Adult Swim pilot. And I'm fucking like 17, 18. I'm pumped.
Young Wally.
Huge fan of adults. I love Adult Swim.
Yeah, of course.
So I was freaking out. I was like, fuck yeah. And then originally my scene was to be a fucking extra in the audience, right? For a basketball game.
Right.
And then during the shoot, they go, yo, who knows how to play ball? We need players. Like, any extras want to fucking hoop up?
Yeah.
Immediately, I raised my hand.
First off, why? What gave you the confidence?
Because I'm going to have a bigger role than fucking being in the crowd.
What gave you the confidence to think that you could do this shit and pull it up?
It was the drive, man. I was down.
So you had no skills, no basketball experience.
No skills, I lied.
Okay.
Okay.
First day playing basketball.
Yeah. Listen, you know me. I'm always fucking down, man.
Wow. For the wrong shit.
You had to shoot alone?
No, I had like one more other guy that was with me. Basically, they set up the shot. It's like a camera looking down on the hoop, right? And then there's a few camera guys like on the side or whatever, right? And they're like, yo, you got to make a layup. And I was like, all right, yeah, whatever, bro. It took me 45 minutes to make a fucking layup. So you gotta imagine, there's a camera guy standing on a ladder like this waiting for me to make a layup, right?
Oh, fuck.
Bro, after I finally make one, whatever, right? They use the shot where I don't fucking make it. And then after I run into one of the producers, like, this is like a year after.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, bro, you cost us like $20,000 because you took so long.
Oh, fuck.
So we were like hella behind schedule.
Yeah. 20 stacks worth of bricks.
We had to shoot like an extra day. We had to hire everybody. We had to just because I couldn't fucking make a layup.
Damn. Why did they keep going with you though?
Because they're like, okay, he's like 30 minutes in. He might make one.
Mm.
Nah.
Damn. What was so difficult about this layup though?
It wasn't even left hand. It was like, yo, whatever it takes to get the ball in the hoop. You look at this one layup and see how this whole session went. For the worst.
Yo, they need to send you that footage of like the whole time you're just trying to make it.
4 terabyte file.
Oh yeah, we're close.
First off, 1 second. That's not how you hold the ball.
There's no way you're doing the Michael Jordan. No, the thing is, that guy could be a fucking hooper, man. Like,
I was confident. I was fucking confident. And you gotta imagine, all these people were also watching me the whole time.
Little transfer of the hand, okay? All fingertips, by the way. No control.
Holy fuck.
Why did the ball go so hard? Why is the ball out of the...
I was confident, man.
Blake, <Bob. laughs> That ball had no chance.
Not close at all. Bro. $20,000 that cost them. $20,000.
And that's the only shot they used. That was over.
The whole thing.
At least they could have used a shot of me making it.
Yeah.
You were like, yo, fuck this guy.
I made it at the end. But they're pissed.
Everyone cheered and shit?
Yeah, they told me to go home after.
Yeah, of course.
Like, yo, you're done.
You're good for the day.
Yeah, I think we're wrapped.
No energy.
Yeah, you're good.
Next time we get it again, or
No.
Oh,
it was
shit,
bad,
man.
Bro.
That's crazy.
This was what? The take they used was fucking, 50 in?
It was definitely like, 40, 50. Bro, running back and forth, trying to make one fucking layup.
Bro.
You got a layup in you today?
We'll see after this, man. I should get sick at layuping now.
You should.
Just because of this.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of basketball, man, heavy affiliation with No Jumper, it looks like.
Oh God!
Everybody's getting canceled.
No 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 no.
So you were on the no jumper team?
No no no.
You were no jumper while
No 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 no. I got this. Is it? Fuck, man. I gotta get the fuck out of here. I'm getting blasted right now.
So your boss, he said what?
Should we scratch this? You guys want to scratch this?
What lottery?
So you went no jumper 4L.
The shit we never did.
What size shirt is that?
It's a fucking XL, man. It's a dress, bro.
Fuck, man.
How did this line up? What happened?
Someone asked me, yo, I just did a no jumper interview. They want to have you on. This is before, I mean, he was always a piece of shit, the guy. But this is a little bit before that it like became public and before I even knew, right?
Yeah.
And so they're like, hey, you want to be in this cool LA BMX podcast? Right. I was like, yeah, fuck it.
Coolest podcast.
Yeah, coolest right? podcast in the world, apparently. If there's one video I ever want to scrub off the internet.
Is that one?
Is that one the basketball?
You just threw it too. Yeah. Just one clip. We just damn. We're about to make people go watch it.
Now you know I'm about to watch it.
No, 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 no.
Fool.
Man, now nah, speaking of getting videos off the internet, man, we.
Oh,
we
I got did your yeah.
Hey, nigga, let me say it, man. Shit. You did us a favor, man.
I did you guys did, a favor, man.
Wait, what happened?
Take him through it properly, man.
You take us through it, man. This okay, is a Wally episode.
There's context. So I worked at a company called Aldef, right? Essentially, it was like Russell Simmons.
So your boss venture. There, he...
But it was Russell Simmons Digital Venture or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they were looking for young urban creator. That's the word they told me, by the way. I'm not coming up with this. Young urban creators that they can make a premium series around.
But they said, ooh, I know.
No, I didn't say anything. I didn't even know you guys.
Well, you're right.
You said, ooh, I wish I knew, though.
Yeah, and then so I don't know how they got, who reached out to you guys.
I think it's through Ashley Planks.
Yes. Shout out her, man.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yo, she really said put us on a little track, man.
Basically, they reached out to them to be a part of this series that they wrote called Street Camp.
By they, we mean a white man.
It was written by a white dude, right?
Okay.
What year was this?
2014. Yeah.
So this was young children. Versions of us. We were on our own journey. We're coming up, but this is like, yo, come to LA, film here. This is big for us.
We got you on the accommodations.
Accommodations.
Rides. Well, that was a comedy. Oh, that shit, man. Yeah. Baby more.
Young. They just came out of Day Storm's house. They're probably like, fuck.
Yeah.
This is where it starts.
This is the second time.
So they were pumped, right? So they come and shoot this thing. It was terrible. They did a great job, right? But it was just like,
making videos.
Everything was just fucking terrible.
I just followed the script. Yeah, man. It's called Street Camp.
Yeah, that's not a good
And the premise was just like, trying to teach these like little white kids how to be street.
Oh,
yeah. Look, he cringed, man. Yeah.
In 15, I still knew. It's opportunity.
It's opportunity.
They gave us a choice, matter of fact. This other one was some like a racist spaceship thing.
Street camp was the better.
I was like, let's go street camp.
Yeah.
What's a racist spaceship?
Right, it was like something about a spaceship black space crew or something like that.
But basically, they did it. It came out. You guys hated it or whatever. You guys even commented, we did not write this.
Because we seen that done before.
Yeah.
If you want to put a pin in that, we shot with Tim De La Ghetto. This is Tim De La Ghetto time, so you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're fucking
this
pumped.
Is the, yeah. He's yeah. like, yo, I'm in Toronto. He tweeted us in front of everyone. He's like, yo, before y'all in, I'm in the city, man. Let's shoot something, man. You got ideas?
Yeah.
Like, hell yeah, man. We just scratch up this one idea. It's called the... It was like paranormal Blacktivity.
That's good though.
That's great.
The concept was there. Nah. And I don't think it was that, especially for his audience. I'm like, y'all should have liked this shit, but they were just hating on it.
They hated it?
Tim went in, so we sent him the video. He's like, nice. We posted it. Our people loved it. It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tim jumps on and says, yo, man, what up, Tim? Da da da. Yo, I did shoot. This not my idea. I did not shoot this date. This is shit.
This is all
this is day, boys.
This is all
so I think he felt that he didn't really like it like that. It was like, whatever. Right. So he was just in case. But because he showed that hesitancy.
Now you guys did it for this.
So we saw that done. We know how to do it. So we're like, hey, so yo, we did not write this shit. This was their idea. If y'all not fucking with it, that's, you know what I mean? Comment towards them.
Read my lines.
Now these guys are still doing their thing. They're like blowing it. They're crushing it, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I went to work and I was like, yo, we should probably take this series down because it's not a good reflection of us or them, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Like, they could have a Netflix show one day and then Netflix is going to look up and see this fucking piece right. of shit street camp.
You guys are in a street camp?
Yeah, street camp. Interesting. So what's the concept here? I asked to take it down and bro, it became a huge fucking deal at
really?
The office. Yeah. Because they were like, you can't call those shots.
Was this the writer?
Yeah, this is the writer. This is the guy who like, did the whole production.
Okay.
And then, bro, after hella fucking meetings.
No, wait.
You found it?
The raw footage?
Out in Toronto, handling some business. And I figured I'd hit them up. And they came at me with this idea for this skit. So it's perfect time for Halloween. And so check it out.
Paranormal Black TV.
Yeah. Paranormal yeah. Black TV.
Bro, I did numbers after. What the fuck? Because, yo, he took it down.
He took it down.
He took
yeah.
it down. I don't. Yeah, this nigga took it down. He put it back up. Yeah. Oh, so this was straight up.
Yeah.
This was
9 years ago.
So series gets taken away, whatever, right? These guys are fucking on their knees saying thank you, man. Did you guys a fucking man. Favor, man.
That's my dog.
Did
that's
you guys
my
a
dog.
Favor.
Yo.
Anyways, yo. I have the file right here.
Bro, it was like 6 episodes.
Yeah,
I
6
tell,
episodes.
Like, 3 hours yeah. in, I'm like, I don't think this is going well.
Yeah.
So y'all just finished it because you just wanted the opportunity. You wanted to look.
Well, especially we agreed to it by then. So we're out in LA. Oh, like, yeah, production's yeah. moving. So
it's too late. You can't like, actually, can we do a different
thing? Yeah.
Like, if we had management at the time, we'd finish it and then say, yo, we didn't like how it came out and see if we can, like, reshoot
whatever,
it or take it or not have it released at all.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, we're so young.
Yeah.
So it's more so about just, like, going there, especially when we're telling our dad we're going there. It's just like, yo,
it's
go
like,
there,
yo.
Kill the work, come back home. Like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
Dad,
sure.
Don't go on YouTube.
Yeah, nothing to show for
yeah,
it, for no. sure.
Yeah, damn.
No, it was bad. But, yeah, no, when you got that cleared, that was a weight off my shoulders.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It was also a time that we had consistent videos up of, like, yo, this is what we're on now, you know? So it's like... Mm-hmm. It was the total yeah. opposite of what we were on.
Thank
the metadata would have caught up with us.
Yeah,
and shit.
But if someone's going to find it one day, though, be careful, man.
Speaking of having our backs, what about the time you hit our back?
Oh, I have a confession to make, guys.
Hit our back?
Ah, yes.
Yes. Well, he thinks that we don't know. So.
Oh, I know.
Why you so?
Confess what?
Go ahead, man. Go ahead, man.
You see, I lived in Toronto for like a year, right? During my time, I was like, yo, I need a whip sometime, man. You guys were out of town. You weren't using the whip.
He kept asking about a whip. Every time he asked, I'm like, all this body of a whip. He coming from the little Prius. We got the big buddy on me, you know what I mean? And on top of that, we're in our garage. It's kind of like, there's a way to back out and shit, you know what I mean?
You gotta know, you gotta know.
Basically, I was wrong. I was fucking going crazy with that time. I almost hit someone.
Wait, what?
Okay. Yo, I didn't know that part. That's a confession.
And Kevin was with me and he was like, yo. But then I parked it at just me spot at the time and it was time to drop off the whip. And as I was pulling out of his parking lot, I kind of maybe left a little dent in the back.
Oh,
no, man. This was...
Yeah.
What'd you hit?
It was like some fucking parking pole or whatever, like those small yellow ones or whatever, right? Those metal ones.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, this
is the truth.
Yeah, this is the truth.
When I gave you guys back the car, I went, I don't know what that is.
Bro, the bumper, this big plastic bumper is just dented in on the ice. Like, this is undeniable. Yeah. This is like, what the fuck happened to my car?
On the Jeep, right?
Yeah.
Every time you brought it up, it's never clear. Like, you'll just talk around it.
Well,
because
I had a cover story, because Traps also used that car for that shoot.
Why?
Remember for that music video?
No, I didn't know that. You approved of this?
No, you guys did. You guys let them use the car for like a music video thing. The T-Series thing. That's just me shot.
Yeah.
So you let him use the car. And it was the same week I borrowed the car. So I had a cover story. I blamed it on Chaps, man.
You see what he was
saying?
You get bit, you get burnt.
Be on people's,
man. Sorry, man. I'm sorry. The Jeep's gone, though, right?
Yeah, I let that fly, man. But the guy shaved off 5 racks.
What? Fuck.
It's a 5-rack dent.
All right, so we're even.
From what?
Because of the street camp.
You always from...
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, what else do I owe?
Oh, you know what you owe.
What did I do?
The transaction you set up with your last employer.
Oh, shit. Yeah, and we fucking... Oh, God. Oh, shit. You guys take Bitcoin?
Yeah, we do actually. Yeah.
Okay.
What's up, man? What's up?
You submitted 3 videos for us to check out.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Wanted to check this first one out right here.
Let me pause this, by the way, and say he sends me the worst shit.
Everything he sends me is like, bro, what is this? What
there's a cool backstory to this.
Yeah. So this is gonna be the best video you've ever seen.
So this guy used to be a construction worker, right?
Mm.
He blew up because he did that fucking belly thing, right?
Nice.
Blew up on a construction site, like doing the dance or whatever. Mm-hmm. Now restaurants in Turkey will hire him to come do that at his restaurant. Has fucking gold chains now, drives a crazy fucking G-Wagon.
Nice, nice.
You can literally hire him to come to your restaurant, and he doesn't even eat the food anymore.
Oh,
that's
really?
An extra cost for him to eat the food on the video.
Wow.
Damn.
That's what I'm saying, man. We're in the wrong business, man.
Hey, man.
We're in the wrong business. We're in the wrong fucking business.
Shit, something else.
It says here you got a random trip booked to Turkey lined up for some reason.
What's that about?
Oh, just for the culture and the food and the people.
Culture.
The culture and like a hair thing. But the culture, the culture, the food, the mosque. You got to go check out the mosque.
I know you know a lot about Turkey.
Oh,
shit. You get Turkey TikToks.
Turkey, I'm in that fucking algorithm. One specifically for hairlines and bald spots.
Hair stuff.
Yeah, just hair stuff. Yeah.
You going... Bald.
No, I'm still.
You always got a hat on.
I was gonna think of it. Oh shit!
Since I know you had that hat on.
Yeah.
Ah yes. Oh, shit. Look, it's huge, right?
Amen, man.
Are you really?
Yes.
Would you actually? Would you actually consider the Turkey trip?
Yeah, I would.
I would totally do it as well.
It's a little cheaper. And I'm confident because usually they have to pull the hair from somewhere else, right?
Yeah.
I'm fucking a hairy ass. Just take one fucking patch from right here.
I don't think they need it from there, though.
Yeah, of course.
So we just get it from your back. So no. Take it from
there.
Look, why does it look like pubes?
That's what I want there. You just switch your hair.
It's a weird ass spot.
I didn't think you were balding, though. You have too much hair.
Yeah, but it covers it, bro. So it's half in it, bro.
It's just thinner. It's not.
It's just thinning.
Yeah.
I don't think you're balding.
I got a few more years until it happens. Yeah. Would you guys ever get it?
Yeah.
Oh, all day, man. I'd make that trip.
No, I just go bald.
But I'm looking forward to
go bald. Yeah.
How about we just all go in together, man?
And what?
I'm not trying to pull me in early.
No, he's ready. He's ready now.
Just see the spaces.
That was a bit.
I'll go with you. Hold your hand through that process. Make sure they don't take a kidney.
Have you ever seen photos of flights back from Turkey?
No.
Type in flights back from Turkey and then just click images.
Everybody got that scalp.
That fucking scalp.
Wait,
shit.
What? What is that?
Because they cut your whole shit off, right?
Yeah, so everybody there's fucking.
All the heads look the same?
Yeah, they call it.
And you can't cover it. You can't cover it.
They call it Turkish Airlines.
Turkish Airlines.
Fuck.
They're just like, man, you know what it is.
Yeah, bro.
With my fucking dogs, man.
Dog, you have to take.
Play the video because it's funny as hell.
Fuck, bro. Everybody.
No way.
Next time I come back on here, I'm going to bring a bandage.
That looks like it hurts.
Yeah, it looks painful.
They pull the follicle and then put it back.
Yeah, it definitely hurts.
So it's like the equivalent of getting like 1,000 tiny tattoos.
And you're alive during this?
Yeah.
I think you're either like... they probably put some painkillers or some shit.
Bro, you gotta put me out for everything.
Nah, man. But you can't put me out that outside.
Not in a different
Canada,
country.
Yeah,
not in a different. You gonna wake up, you're fucking.
Yeah, you right. You right.
Gone, man.
Matter of fact, I keep my eyes peeled like them damn eye doctors. Can we install these real quick?
I'm sorry. What is this? Wakanda? We're gonna have to
this
play
this.
This
is the second video you submitted.
Oh, this is the second video submitted. You guys all like Black Panther and Marvel, right?
No, why did you say that?
Anyway, so I
No, brother.
That's my fucking dog right there, man. Put him in the movie, man.
He's ready, right?
What? He can't be a fan of the movie?
You bookmark this content.
Yeah, I
save it. This is what you
save. I save it and I go, all right, next time I link up with these guys, I'm showing them.
Because they're black.
No, because you guys like the movie, right?
Never seen it.
I said that publicly.
Never seen it.
Let's just get right through this last video. What's this last video?
Okay, this is a fun one. This is a fun one. Everyone knows this one.
Yeah.
So you know the catchphrase, it's a parade. It's a parade. No.
Do you know the catchphrase?
You know the it's a parade inside my city.
Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So he jumps in the middle of it, and he quotes a rap lyric. It's a parade inside my city. Yeah. And it's just straight jubilation. You know,
jubilation? What is
that? Jubilation.
Jubilation.
Bro, what is
that? That's a new word. What does that mean?
I'm about to look that up.
What are they breaking down?
Jubilation.
John Morant saying it's a parade inside my city.
But I like rubbed them the wrong way. It's actually
a feeling of great happiness and triumph.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Jubilation sounds like a bad word.
Yeah, it does. It sounds
like a slur.
Jubilation is just like, hey, man, too much jubilation, man. Chill out. Yeah,
right? Like an old-timer, bro. Too much jubilation going on these days. All this jubilation.
It could be anything, for real. Just, you know, you hurt yourself. Oh, it's just too much jubilation in the air, you know?
You got a connection with the older heads and shit when you see them in public?
Like, what do you mean?
Of your, like, you know, your people and shit. Like, you a black old time. Hey, you know your people. When we see our old timers, it's like, all right, little one, all right, I see you. Okay, man, you're doing better. Right. Hey, stop doing them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
got that type of. I think there's intimate versions and there's another version where it's just like,
yeah,
just nod each other's fucking head. The intimate version is like, brother, when are you getting married, man? You go to school, they start becoming your fucking uncle.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah, I went to a pizza the other night. I was on a little Panzo hunt.
Okay,
I didn't want a little Panzo.
Damn, you stooped low for that one.
Yeah, pizza.
Yeah, you did. Still.
They don't got a good Panzo.
You just getting by with that.
But you're not about to ask me, like, what time it is, what night it is.
Nah, no, that's no matter what. If you're getting that.
No matter. Still.
What the hell, right? Okay, for sure. Yeah, so I'm over there getting a pizza Panzo, and I put the order in. It was late, so it was my last resort. Okay. And he was, like, the last pizza open. So I go there, and I'm assuming he was a Muslim guy.
Whoa, hey.
Hey. So then I go in there, I order, order what I order, and he's just like, I said, two Panzerati's, me and Drew. He's like, all right, man. I'm like, how fast can you get this done? He said, go, man. I said, all right, whatever. I come back in. He says, yeah, man, what's your story? Your Panzers are done. He said, what's your story?
Yeah. Damn, cleaning up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something about you.
Yeah, so he's giving me this intimate conversation. I said, shit, you're talking about. He said, what's your story, man? And I'm like, what do you do? No, I'm just like, yo, my story, I eat Panzers at night. That's what I said. He said, no, man, what do you do, man? What do you do? He literally tried to reach over the counter and hit me like this. Really?
He missed you.
It's like this. What do you do? And I'm just like, yeah, man, I do a bunch of things, man. But right now I'm just doing this pizza thing, right?
That's a good answer, man. Yeah, mysterious,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah,
I get down to grow up, man. That's my
story. I'm throwing so many fucking, like, oh, my God. I've been full of them all week. I'll tell you another one later. So anyways, he hits it off. And this is where I feel like almost disrespected. She's like, okay. Turns around, gives me my juice. Brother, you Muslim? Right? I'm handing me my fucking shit. I promise you. I'm just like, no, I'm not, right? Hands on shit.
Damn.
Conversation's over. Night's over.
He's
like, dog, he's gone.
Damn. Shame.
He's gone.
With a beard like that.
You should have just lied at that point, man.
No, man.
No, that ain't.
Never cap.
And that would have been another story. Because
that would have been another conversation. Like,
you want to see it through, man. Come on.
That was it. He was just a Muslim. He said, no.
Get the fuck out
of my clothes. Well, man, he know I was a Muslim with the bacon in my pants.
Man, you made my shit.
You see my shit.
You see how I'm getting down, bro.
That's probably why he was checking. He's like, brother, you Muslim?
Because my next thing is, brother, why
are you eating this?
This
is for your friends.
Yo, he not wrong, man. Watch that pig, man.
Yeah, they ain't wrong.
Speaking about all pizza.
No, trust me.
That's another time. I'll give it a year. I'll say it in a year.
Yeah, I'll say it in a year.
Man, crazy.
Yo, you say you making back, man. You feel good about this one?
I feel good. I got this ticket. We went to get water earlier, and we grabbed two tickets. And we're
you
talking about.
You want to say that on camera? Yeah. Who got the two tickets?
We got it together.
Who paid?
You did, but I gave you cash.
That's what's up. Thank you.
Yeah, you just scratched your feet over there, man.
Yeah, man.
Can we get started?
Yeah, get started, man.
All right.
Let's make bets, man.
New Year's first, man.
All right, what's up, man? We were talking yesterday. What would you do if you win the lottery?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking about buying houses, you know, family stuff. And so we went into this gas station or whatever. I was like, I'm feeling kind of inspired.
Nice. It's a good feeling.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys another question while he scratches that, man,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
We're driving while Lee says, all right, we're driving right now. We make a right turn.
Mm-hmm.
You get out the car. You go to buy some Starburst. And on your way to buy some Starburst, you find a briefcase with $100,000 in a USD cash.
Damn.
What are your next moves?
You find a briefcase with cash. Cold, hard fucking cash.
You got to do that look around first.
Yeah, look around.
You know, you want to look around, but you don't want people to see you looking around.
Yeah, yeah, just...
Shoulders one way.
You ain't never seen me look.
I already said, what's wrong with that guy, bro?
He's tweaking.
Like, when my dogs are taking a poop outside and stuff, I'm like, can I ditch this? But if someone sees me looking around, they know I'm a dirtbag. You better pick that shit up.
Bro, calling somebody out for picking up dog shit?
Hey!
Thought he was talking to you?
Yeah.
They're on the phone.
Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, shit, man.
What would you do with the money?
And is mine cleaning? I made it home?
No, you made it home.
You just made it home. You have 100 racks? It's up to you if you want to clean it. It's up to you. What you doing?
What you do with the money?
Are we going to keep it chill?
Yeah, we're going to keep it chill.
Okay. This is just hypothetical.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Don't play a good game.
Yeah.
You win.
Nah, I'm waiting for the... Hold on,
let me just do the wire.
Yeah.
You good?
He's
butt naked. All right, so what I do...
Hey, stop, man.
Let that shit chill all night for 2 weeks.
Yep, for sure.
Give it a month.
I do 30.
It's going to be, for the most part, it's going to be a month.
All right.
Two. Slide in the take a little. Skim the foam up. You know what I mean? A little hat. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And how much are you spending usually? Like 500 or like a few?
3,000.
Okay.
3,000 for the month. Yeah, keep it chill. Make sure it's real. Yeah, all right, cool. Now we got to clean this money. We got to clean new money.
Okay.
I don't know, you know. I'll probably just spend it slowly.
I can make you guys think while we say, all right, dude.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm brainstorming.
I had a good one. So first, I made a home, right, with the money.
Yeah, home.
I vacuum seal 15, 20K, right? Save for rainy. So that it doesn't erode if I put it somewhere fucking wet.
Okay, how long you put this money with?
Fuck, I don't know, man.
It can be whatever.
You're going to feel it out?
Yeah, I'm going to vibe it out. It's for a rainy day, right? Yeah,
15, 20.
Now I'm left with like 75, 80, right?
Yeah.
I go to the bank.
What you do with fit? How did 25,000?
He said he vacuum sealed 25.
Oh, yeah, okay, gotcha.
I go to the bank. I walk over to the bank. You're probably thinking, this guy's an idiot. He's gonna take the money over there, right?
Yeah.
And it's gonna, IRS is gonna try to find out. Whatever, right?
This?
I go to the bank. I ask for a fucking loan.
Fucker.
All right, for a business. Mm-hmm. Okay. A kebab truck.
Okay.
Cash only.
Okay,
all right.
Okay.
Maybe have my cousin work the kebab truck. We served 100 kebabs today.
Cash only. $500,000.
Yeah, a month.
It's going good. Piece of shit truck.
Yeah.
Boom, that truck pull up. Going good, man. Yeah,
they love to smoke, man. What can I say?
Pay the loan back, right? My credit's up. I'm fucking up, man.
Yeah, that's pretty clean, man. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
He good.
That's pretty good.
They can't really trace back kebab sales.
Exactly. Yeah. This is not gonna be an IRS agent.
Unless they like find you on camera somewhere on the streets, like not doing good. So no one's coming up. Yeah, we have 4 months of bad business. Not one sale.
Tell a bad reviews and shit.
You guys get spit on it. I feel like they always got a way to find you, you know what I mean? They be solving cases 75 years later.
Yeah.
Imagine being paranoid for 75 years.
Yeah,
Every knock at the door.
Man.
Whoa! You get this. It's Jehovah's Witness. Witness who? I'm dead.
It's almost like.
Yo.
That's a good plan. How you get down?
Yeah, you do.
100 racks.
I get home with the honey bun.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, for sure.
I'm taking a cool 10 off top.
Okay.
That's a lot of noise, man. Yeah. You know, all the limits. Are you traveling with more than 10,000?
No. Okay.
You going to spend $99.99.
I'm going to keep like 10, but I'm going to put like 5 and like and just put it away. I'm just saying 10 is touchable. Right now, 10 is touchable.
Say 5.
That's my reward. 10 is whatever.
Okay.
Enjoy it.
Exactly. The other 90 is where you come in.
So, how long you in the city?
Get you to buy me an RV under your name, man. Nah, listen.
So, where did your brother get this money?
Nah, honestly, I'd take probably like 10 off top, and then I'd probably spend like 50 maybe on a vintage whip. Buy it cash.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not vintage, or not 50, maybe 50, a little bit 000? Less. I'll buy like a vintage Porsche, clean, low mileage. Hold that for about 20 years, sell that, and get the money back later.
No.
You just got 50 racks just doing nothing for 20 years?
All right. Yeah, no, honestly, I didn't think it through.
I mean, it's tough. It's tough.
Yeah,
because you just got to find a good business that just, you know, has large transactions, mm-hmm. like, you know what I mean?
Kebab truck.
A booty club.
Because the problem with laundering money is they don't see it all, man. And the car washes are always, this is a typical... Mm-hmm. A red flag to see very expensive.
Mm-hmm. Let me get those keys.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Very. Oh, you sound very quiet on that ticket scratch.
It didn't weigh anything. We're all good.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'll throw
Robbie. Robbie, check out.
Right, hey,
I'll toss it.
We got a garbage pile.
I don't want to litter in the studio, so I'll throw it away after this.
That loan is clean. That's a good idea. Yeah, just pull all this idea. Money. Just
loan,
you don't
loan.
Know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Take a loan off of
all you did.
$100,000.
I was saying realistically, if you had something to like, if Trevon found $100,000, I'd feel like I know a lot of people that own businesses. Just saying, like, help it. I'll give you a little 5. You just clean that.
I'm gonna give Sheldon
5,000 for a verse from me. Yeah.
5,000 on camera and shit.
Yeah, my nigga, 5 racks,
and then he's gonna say it somewhere else. Yeah, Trey came through with 5 on his ass.
Or what you can do is you can throw a big party, right?
Mm-hmm.
Give it to people as a gift, but you can only hit a certain limit. So invite maybe your 25 most like. Because if you do over, like, a certain amount, you have to, like, report it that you gave this gift to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say fucking invite your 25 homies. They'll have 5K. They'll give you, hey, happy birthday, man. Happy birthday.
Can't you just say, like, yo, man, my very successful friend gave me $100,000 clean.
That's what I said.
But they have to show that they gave you
$100,000. They had it cash. No record. He had $100,000. He gave me $100,000.
You can't claim it.
Are they taxing gifts?
You're going to tax it.
Huh?
You're going to tax it.
What do you mean?
They're going to tax it.
They're going to tax it.
If they ask me questions, I'm going to put it in the bank. Well, maybe. A little bit. Smat a little ball in there.
Save it for a
reason. We give too much information. Yeah, man. I don't like this, man.
So you hit the local Bitcoin machine.
What? This is the IRS agent watching this like...
These fuckers are smart. This shit cashes out.
Write this down.
What was this time in your life like?
Oh, great.
You know, that's a suave move.
That's my Facebook picture.
Actually?
Is it?
It used to be, yeah. Did you take a screenshot? Yeah. You already have a screenshot. Why don't you take another screenshot?
You need a bigger screenshot.
That was when we went to Hawaii.
This is the same time?
Yeah.
This is when we went to Hawaii?
This is the fucking Waleed. We went to. That's us in the Mustang in the back.
Oh, nice.
I'm insecure about my body. Or am I? Yeah, that's right, bitches. You see all this?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was a good time in your life.
That was a great time in my fucking life.
Good days. Full head of hair.
Happy. Happy.
Free.
Yeah. Smoking pot.
Oh man.
Where's blazing?
And this trip scarred me in the world of it was one of my scars of it, my edible scars.
Uh-oh.
Oh yeah, that was bad. I was pushing
pee.
Can
we say
man.
Yeah,
I
he was pushing.
I was pushing pee.
Man,
what does that mean?
Pounds of weed Cheetos.
Oh.
Into the state of Hawaii.
Oh.
My,
they're tasty Cheetos, and that was the biggest problem. There's Cheetos infused with pot. Pot Cheetos.
By the way, before we dive into it, this is all just parody and joking. Yeah, this is just like a fictional story.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's why I'm talking about not financial advice.
Not financial advice.
The nigga package. He airbagged 15 pounds of fucking hot pot Cheetos.
Basically, I emptied out a regular bag of hot Cheetos and put pot Cheetos in, and I foiled it on the top.
How did you do that? Because it was sealed like a brand new package.
Flat iron?
Yeah, flat iron. Yeah, bro.
You're sick.
I'm a sick fuck, man.
They thought you're just packing chips.
Yeah, he loves bags of chips. He always uses hot Cheetos on them.
Gummies.
Yeah.
I like candy.
You think if they opened it, like...
Just doing it all day, though. Yeah. Fucked up.
Yeah. Here's the fucked up part is I had hella left over once we packed it, right? And I put it in the closet, when I was living with Zach or whatever, right? Put like up into like a shelf in my room, whatever, right? Winner, Ganyon. I guess for some reason, Zach and his wife at the time were in my room for some reason, right? Or like maybe using the bathroom. I don't know. Don't want to judge, right? They saw in the silhouette that like I had candy over there, right? Bro, fucking one night, these fucking demons from Craven some sweets. She went over, she ate 5 Sour Belts.
That's what you get. I know the power of them, them Sour Belts.
You need 1 or 2 max.
Bro,
right?
We were ripping the belts and splitting them.
Bro.
She had 5, bro. Freaking out, apparently. Zach was thinking like, oh, fuck, I gotta take her to the hospital or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Trying to get her to yak. Zach had 1 and he was like, I'm pretty sure these are weed candies. And she kept eating them.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Not bad. Because I had it in regular bags of candy.
You just never know where you're at with an edible. You don't know if it's like just starting off or like this is the main.
You can never dose it right.
Mm-mm.
I had such a bad experience with edible 2 nights ago.
I know it because you've been fucking with this edible. Like, it's because I'm off the edit.
Still, dog. I don't know, bro. Like, I was having intrusive thoughts, bro, and I couldn't turn them off. And I'm like, nah, I don't like this, bro.
It was bad, bro.
It was bad.
Like, what were you plotting?
I don't even say it, bro.
Way too much.
Nightmare.
I'm on a break now, still. Fuck that.
Nice. Listen, man.
Oh, unfortunately.
You know what time it is, man.
We got to get up on that. You said we're going to do 3 more hours.
No, he didn't.
I must have been drunk.
We said 3 more hours.
No,
come on.
Man.
Oh,
come on.
Oh,
man. Oh, man.
Hey, stop it.
Sorry. It'd be funny if anyone got into a fight on this podcast and got slammed to the sound bar.
Shit, man, let's check out this one video. I'm not sure what this is, but it looks like a reason you should not ride scooters.
He did it again?
Lose it all.
Doc, he tried to hit it 3 times.
Wait, play it again. I think he lost his teeth.
Yeah, the first one.
Oh, fuck. Go ahead. It took us to Instagram.
That was straight face, bro.
He's wearing a helmet though.
This is AirPods.
Oh, thanks.
What are you listening to?
Keep rolling.
Hi, Mr. Rage. Fucking midair.
Honestly, it could be. Look at this photograph. Looks my love.
It's been a very swell episode, Random Order Show 136, man. Mr. Muhammad, the leader of the Muhammad Army.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm not too sure
what they get into. But man, it's been a swell episode, man. Thank you for coming
Thank
through.
Thank you for
Amen,
having fucking
you know
finally,
is,
huh?
Man.
Right? You guys had this for so fucking long. Yo, when can I get on Random Order? The people have been asking. Nah, we good.
We good. Sure.
Nah, they ain't asking. Yeah,
we cool off that, bro.
It was a very random episode to get you in on, man.
We may not even drop this.
Y'all know what you got to do, man. Give us a 5-star stunner rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Drop a little red hot review for us, man. Amen. RandomOrder.org. Merched up. Amen. Content down. Amen. Yeah. Random Order Snapchat show. We doing all that. Yeah. Even with something inspiring, brother.
Come on, shit, man.
Are you something, a man of many experiences, man?
Inspiring?
Been around the world.
Fuck, man. Listen, whatever you're going through in life, whatever problems you're going through, it's not that deep, man. It's not that deep. It's never serious, man.
Shit ain't that deep.
When I was working at Market and we're everyone stressed out, fuck, this drop, whatever, man. Yo, we sell t-shirts with smiley faces, man. It's not that deep, bro. It's not that deep.
Real talk, man.
Yeah, I like that. So you still running the computer system in your basement?
Amen, man. All right, what are we talking about?
Fuck.
From the very start.
Fuck, from the very start? I don't even remember. No, you say I said the N-word, and I'd be like, mm-hmm.
Different ways to say the N-word.
Now, what did we talk about?
Okay, let's start. Let's work backwards. What?
That was a HeadGum Podcast.